Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. In an interview with NBC Television on Sunday, President Barack Obama said he does not think Israel has decided whether to attack Iran over its disputed nuclear program. Currently, world leaders are showing real concern that Israel could attack the Islamic Republic imminently, a move that might trigger a broader war and disrupt the international economy. Obama wanted to assure allies and foes alike that the United States was working closely with Israel to solve the crisis, hopefully diplomatically. Obama refused to say whether the United States would get notice from Israel before any potential strike on Iran. He also noted that he did not believe that Iran had the capability or intention to retaliate against the U.S. Iran has always insisted that its nuclear pursuits are for peaceful civilian purposes. Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy are to meet in Paris on Monday. Their annual talks will include the economic crisis in the European Union and the escalating violence in Syria, as well as Iran's nuclear program. They will also give a joint interview on French and German television in the evening. The intergovernmental meeting includes separate talks between various ministers, including foreign policy chiefs Alain Juppé and Guido Westerwelle. Greek party leaders supporting the coalition government said on Sunday that they had failed to reach an agreement on a new multi-billion euro debt deal and will continue talks on Monday. Greece's Prime Minister Lukas Papademos said progress had been made during Sunday's 5 hours of negotiations with New Democracy chief Antonis Samaras, PASOK head George Papandreou, and LAOS leader George Karatsaferis. Greece is facing 14.5 billion euros of debt repayments in March, a bill it cannot meet without further bailout funds. Alarmed by the prospect of yet more budget cuts, Greece's two main trade unions said they would call a 24-hour strike for Tuesday to protest the proposed new policies. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. The Chinese government has announced that it will ban the country's airlines from participating in a European Union plan to charge for carbon emissions from flights into and out of Europe. It will also ban airlines from charging customers extra because of the EU plan. The announcement from the central government's State Council said Chinese airlines would need express approval if they want to join in the EU airlines emission plan, which Beijing has denounced as an unfair trade barrier. The Philippine government on Monday issued a tsunami alert after a 6.9 magnitude earthquake shook the central Philippines. A child died when a concrete fence collapsed on him. The quake was also felt in the country's second largest province and lasted about 30 seconds. The deadly cold snap that has gripped Europe for more than a week has claimed the lives of more than 300 people. The homeless population has borne the brunt of the deaths, with dozens of transients freezing to death in unheated apartments, fire escapes, or in makeshift street shelters. With temperatures plunging as low as minus 40 degrees Celsius, the grim winter toll also rose in other countries, including Italy, Poland, and Ukraine, where another 9 deaths brought that country's total fatalities to 131. Former Finance Minister Sauli Niinisto has won Finland's presidential runoff election and will become the country's first conservative head of state in 5 decades. Niinisto won 63% of the votes compared to 37% for his rival Greens candidate Pekka Haavisto, according to official results. Taking a look at some scores now in American football. With a last-minute touchdown, the New York Giants won their second Super Bowl in the last 4 years with a 21-17 victory over the New England Patriots. In the African Cup of Nations scores, Ghana beat Tunisia 2-1 in extra time, and Mali beat co-host Gabon 5-4 in a penalty shootout in the quarterfinals. And in the Bundesliga, Werder Bremen do 2-2 with a Freiburg, and in the only other game, Köln won a 1-0 win in Kaiserslautern. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.